joining me again. My name is Doug Marsh. I'm the National Royal Rangers Director. Let's get right to our last article entitled Ranger Culture, What We Value and Believe, and How We Think. Author Richard Jaff defines organizational culture as the set of values, guiding beliefs, understandings, and way of thinking that are shared by members of an organization and are taught to new members as correct. These values can be observed in organizational symbols, customs, behaviors, stories, conversations, songs, dress, physical surroundings, and in other ways. Culture is strong when members agree to a great degree on the importance of specific values. It is weak if agreement is low. Discover our culture, that is, Ranger culture. In Royal Rangers, our desire is to have a clearly defined culture that all our leaders share and work to reinforce with clarity, creativity, and consistency. It is a culture that is unquestionably consistent with our evangelize, equip, empower purpose, that is upbeat, reflecting the character and zest of Christ Himself, and that is responsive to our environment, keeping us influential and effective in shaping the culture of our nation in the power of the Holy Spirit. So what is the correct description of our desired culture? Cultural clarity begins with agreement on our identity. What is Royal Rangers? Are we a camping program? Christian Scouts? Or a Christian military preparatory organization? No, no, and no. If we think this is what we are, our culture is certainly not in alignment with our ministry purpose. Anytime the understanding of our identity is out of sync with our mission, our behaviors will not be in line with our intentions to evangelize the world, equip the next generation of Christ-like men, and empower lifelong servant leaders. What then is our true identity? Royal Rangers is a mentoring ministry for future men. Here's a descriptive word picture of the kind of mentoring ministry we want to be. Royal Rangers will be the premier, most sought-after church ministry for the next generation of men in America, period. It will be affordable and practical so that every family and church can participate. As we grow, we will remain quick and responsive to learn and adapt to our changing society. Men will be eager to be trained to mentor young men in Christ-like manhood. Young men will be empowered to assume leadership of Royal Rangers, making it a boy-led, adult-facilitated ministry. Personal and spiritual growth will be fun, hands-on, and experiential. Friendships will charge our ministry atmosphere. We will reach every boy and young man by creative methods. Every ranger will be eager to serve a God-given cause greater than self. Anyone would be proud to be associated with Royal Rangers. This is the kind of mentoring ministry I want to invest my life in, don't you? As we move forward, organizational leaders should make every effort to redefine in everyone's mind what Royal Rangers is. When members of the public, whether we're talking about a pastor, a parent, a politician, a principal, or anyone else, hear Royal Rangers, they should think mentoring future men. We should immediately be associated with these words in the same way Crest toothpaste is associated with the words cavity or plaque prevention, and the same way FedEx is associated with overnight delivery. The words mentoring ministry for future men accurately identify who we are and aptly describe what we do. The boot fits, so let's wear it. So what are the values, guiding beliefs, understandings, and ways of thinking we should all share and reinforce to be America's premier mentoring ministry for future men? We should model and shape a culture of personal excellence, leadership excellence, and ministerial excellence. The cultural values below are tied to actions. A culture of personal excellence. Leaders with small personal egos coupled with a very strong will to do whatever it takes to achieve ministerial success. Not only of Royal Rangers, but all church ministries. Leaders are Christ followers in a daily, authentic, and growing relationship with the Lord, reflecting the character and kindness and zest for life exhibited by Christ and described in the Ranger Code. Leaders are mentors, spiritually empowered models of Christ-like manhood. Leaders are servant leaders, servants first, leaders second. Leaders are team players. They balance individual and team rights for the good of the body. Leaders are faithful. Those who follow will find us faithful for having been biblical, ethical, legal, moral, and wise. A culture of leadership excellence. A ministry that contagiously shapes new and current leaders to think and act like authentic servant leaders. Missional organization. Leaders know why they are in ministry to future men, and they enthusiastically discover their God-given gifts in the evangelize, equip, empower cause. Learning organization. Leaders value spiritual and personal growth and ministerial innovation to remain responsive to their changing culture as a means of remaining relevant. Relational organization. Ranger leaders view themselves as spiritual mentors who place high value on relationships, expressing the fruit of the Spirit. A culture of ministerial excellence. Leaders have the freedom within the ministry's strategic direction and its ministerial values to do whatever it takes to influence more boys and young men than ever, more effectively than ever. Ministry purpose. Leaders know their purpose is to evangelize and disciple. Ministry message. Leaders know the power of God's word and use it to speak into the lives of boys and young men. Ministry power. Leaders derive their strength, creativity, and direction from the Holy Spirit. Ministry call. Leaders accept their call to mentor boys and young men from God and express it His way. Ministry community. Leaders seek to build a community that loves the Lord, one another, and seekers extravagantly. Ministry discipline. Leaders accept that prayer is their chief discipline. I would like to invite you to read the compilation of articles called Think One, found on the National Ministry website for further description of these values. Tools for shaping culture. One of the most important responsibilities of organizational leaders is to shape or reinforce our desired culture. If we fail to do so, our community will go adrift and role rangers will be defined by others. Here are a few handy tools to fashion our culture as described. Number one. Example. The most important way to reinforce healthy cultural values, beliefs, and attitudes is to attach actions to each. Values only become values when we act them out. We must act the way we want our culture to be, even if it feels like we're pretending at first. We must become the change we desire. Number two, celebration. These include how we honor medalists and saber recipients, how we conduct other recognition ceremonies, awards banquets, team parties, and even meetings, and how we train new leaders. All of these celebratory occasions offer ceremonial opportunities to reinforce our culture. Number three, stories. The anecdotes we share in words, videos, skits, and in other means about events, ministry leaders, legends, even myths or fictional stories told to current and new leaders or members inform them about organizational values, beliefs, and attitudes. Stories are very effective because most people think in picture. Number four, symbols. Proper use of symbols such as our Role Rangers emblem, our uniform, charts, and logos are all effective ways to reinforce culture. And finally, number five, language. Words are powerful. Sayings, slogans, metaphors, and songs help shape or reinforce culture. As you reinforce our ministry values, beliefs, attitudes, philosophies, and so forth, be clear, creative, and consistent. Purpose to be a carrier, if you will, of our culture, spreading it intentionally. Purpose to be one voice in the choir singing, that is, reinforcing these shared values along with every other organizational leader across our nation wherever you exercise influence. Ranger culture is aligned with church culture. As those of us who are organizational leaders shape or reinforce cultural values, it is important to state that our goal is to create a culture completely consistent with church culture, not a separate culture or even a subculture. Both our mission statement and the cultural values described herein do just that. We have no desire to be independent, rather interdependent, no desire to be competitive, but complementary. When the culture Role Rangers organizational leaders espouse is in seamless alignment with our churches, we forge a mentoring ministry to future men that anyone would be proud to be associated with. Here's my personal appeal to every Role Rangers leader. Let's act out these values consistently until they become reality. The outcome will be ministry health. As was stated in an earlier article, what is healthy naturally grows. Reinforcing these cultural values will affect how our leaders perceive themselves and this ministry, how they communicate our mission, and how they relate to one another and to those inside and outside the church. Finally, we will achieve one of the most important outcomes of a healthy culture: planning, acting, and thinking more like a movement, a biblical cause, rather than a mere program.